Neon Inkwell.
That's incredible.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners, so there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Rusty Quill presents Of That Colossal Wreck. Episode 5. A Shattered Visage.
So, you gonna say anything, or...?
I'm working.
It's just, it's boiling in here.
Keep the whistlers away. They don't like the heat.
Right. What are you doing?
You wasted a bunch of my gas. I've got to mix more.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to bother you, it's just I can't really do anything else since you tied me to this chair.
Yeah, sorry.
Why have you taken us prisoner?
No.
No?
But you're not prisoners. It's dangerous out there. Might get eaten. Might walk into traps.
Your traps?
Yeah.
So you've tied us up for our own protection?
Yep.
Like dogs?
Yeah, that's it. Like dogs.
Great. Where are the others?
Next door.
What?
Oh, don't worry. They can reach food and water.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's a good place here. Old server room next door for computer bits. This one's cleaning systems, so lots of chemicals. And there's a storage area through the service hatch with food, guns, even some medicine. Only two routes in as well, so defensible, but not a dead end.
Oh, that is good, actually. Why am I not with them?
It's... five people is a lot. I just want to talk to one for a while. Get used to it again.
Get used to talking?
Yeah. There used to be more. I had more people. Not for a long time, though. A long time.
How long?
Well, from when I started counting, it was 1,008 sleeps until I got a computer working enough to track time. It had to start the count from zero and got to 6 years, 2 months, 3 days. Then it broke. And the next one I fixed went for 12 years, 11 months, and 3 days again. And that one broke a while ago. Haven't fixed a new one yet.
Wow, that is a long time.
Don't really know what months, years actually mean out here. Most of the memories they gave me are gone by now. Kind of remember Earth, but that's probably gone as well.
What happened to the other people you woke up with?
Whistlers. Killed them, one by one. Gave me this face, too, when I got careless. Haven't gotten careless since. I'm slowing, though. Got to rely on traps now. Can't fight them like I used to.
Right. Anya, what's the...
Quiet! This is a fiddly process to make very dangerous gas. Please don't distract me.
Then untie me.
No, you'll get yourself killed.
Look, I'll stay with you. We'll all stay with you, okay?
Promise?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, are you going to...
When I'm done with the gas. Are all people this impatient? Did I just forget?
They are when they're tied to a chair, Anya.
Now look what you've done.
Ow.
Damn, it's hot in here. Did that old weirdo break the heating or something?
I've got some water over here, I think. I should just about be able to reach it.
And that's another thing. Why tie us to chairs and leave one of our arms free?
So we could eat? I don't see why she would lie about it.
Can't we just use our free arms to untie the rest of us? Or, Luna, can you do something with your new leg to break the rope?
Like what? I don't think Zach installed the circular saw attachment to it.
Ah, I knew there was something I forgot.
I don't know about you, but I can't reach these knots. Wouldn't help anyway. The main door to the room looks welded shut, and the only other way out goes past her.
What do you think she's going to do to us?
At the moment, I'm more worried about Riley. Luna, you're closest to the hatch. Can you hear them at all?
Not really. I think they're just chatting.
I don't like it.
Really? I thought you were desperate to find other people?
This wasn't exactly what I had in mind. I'm sorry. I know it's not been easy for any of us, but all the memories I've been given, like big families, building communities, it's what I'm for. I don't know where I fit without other people. I don't know who I am.
Well, right now, you're the prisoner of an old lady with quite possibly the only gun in the universe.
I wouldn't be so sure about that, Zach. That crate, over in the corner. That symbol on the side means it contains potentially lethal armaments. Probably guns.
What? Why are there guns here?
This looks like it was a storeroom for one of the recolonization teams. Probably a few thousand of them on the station.
And they thought that restarting human civilization would require guns?
There are a lot of potential scenarios where you might need a weapon.
Like maybe your space station has been overrun with hungry aliens.
That's a different thing. These guns weren't put here to defend the station. They were put here to help us recolonize. Who exactly did they think we were going to be shooting?
That's an interesting theoretical, Luna, but right now I think the question is whether we can use these guns to shoot the woman currently holding us hostage.
We're not shooting her.
No?
Well, not unless Riley starts screaming.
I don't think she wants to hurt us.
She nearly killed us with chlorine gas. Then she tied us up.
I know, but we might be the first humans she's seen in decades. And did you see that scar on her face?
Yeah, That wasn't a shaving scar.
She's clearly had a bad time of it. This whole situation might be even weirder for her than it is for us.
Maybe.
Hey, how's everyone in here?
Riley!
You're okay!
Has she hurt you?
No, Anya's... Well, she's... Nice.
Nice?
She's just been alone a long time. A really long time.
Is she going to untie us?
And turn the heat down a little bit?
Yes and no. The heat keeps the whistlers away, apparently.
Ah, well, that makes sense then, I guess.
But I can untie you.
Oh, great.
She kind of thought she was protecting you. It's a whole thing. Look, she wants to talk to Mira alone.
Me? Why?
And why alone?
Well, Anya's not really good with groups yet. She gets nervous.
And why me?
You don't have to go.
Well, she asked to speak with our leader.
Oh.
Right, I see.
And I said that we didn't really have one, but that you were the one with the plan to reach the bridge.
Okay, that makes sense. You better go talk to her, a glorious leader.
I suppose I better.
You do need to untie us first, though, Riley.
Right, yes. Okay, hold still.
Anya, right?
Right.
You want to put the gun down?
No, thank you.
I'm not going to attack you.
I know, because I have a gun.
No, because... Look, you know you left us in a room with a bunch of other guns, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. So, why don't you have a gun?
Because I'm not your enemy.
And I'm not yours.
So why are you pointing a gun at me?
In case you do something stupid, like leave or die, or leave then die. Because that's what everyone else does.
I'm not going to leave without my friends, all right? I promise. Thank you. Now, you wanted to talk to me?
Yeah. Riley said you planned to go to the bridge, the command deck.
That's right.
Well, I need to tell you that you can't.
Why? Have you been there?
No.
Anya, I understand you don't want us to die, but we need to reach the bridge. We have to find out what happened to the commander.
The commander. I remember the commander. They put it in our brains, didn't they? I spent years looking for the commander. But don't worry, you do forget. In time.
And you didn't think to look on the bridge?
Sealed. Locked up tight. No way in.
Well, we need to try.
No. You'll die. Everyone else always dies. You're only safe here.
So what? You want us to just stay in these three rooms for the rest of our lives?
Yes. No, I don't know. I don't want you to die. And out there, there's the whistlers and traps and... I don't want to be alone again.
I understand that, Anya, but we can't... What's this?
Oh, that's my map.
You did this yourself. It's huge.
It's a big place. And I've had time...
So detailed and up to date. You've got that cave in. So we're here.
That's right.
So we would have come. That must be the farm. Ah, there's the generator room we came through.
You got through there alive? Lucky.
You're not the only one who can set traps. And then we would have come through here and... Hang on. Where's the parade ground?
The what?
It's a huge room. Must be about a mile across. More, maybe. Should be a few levels below this corridor you've got here, but the map just stops.
You came from down there? Impossible. That whole area's sealed off. I think there are some vents the whistlers can squeeze through, but not me.
I mean, it was a pretty solid door, but me and Riley got it open eventually.
You opened it?
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of technical skills, and Riley's good with mechanics as well. I think they're meant to be roboticists, so... Anya? What is it?
Nothing.
Anya, was it the same type of door as leads to the bridge? The type you can't get through?
You'll die if you try to reach it. There's so many whistlers, you'll die.
Not if you're guiding us.
Don't ask me to do that. I hunt alone. And you'll be here when I get back. I do everything alone.
You don't have to. Not this time.
She does have an awful lot of flares, doesn't she? And this. What is all this stuff?
That's a soil analyzer. Riley, that's a portable atmospheric filtration hub you've got there. Careful, it's quite delicate.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's... I don't think any of us are going to be doing terraforming anytime soon.
I'm sorry. None of us will get to do what we are meant to.
No. Sometimes I wonder if that's such a bad thing. Do you think she's okay in there?
Anya? I mean, well, she's been through a lot, but...
No, Mira. You don't think Anya's hurting her?
Well, I'm sure she's fine.
She didn't hurt me. Why would she hurt Mira?
So, Riley, you think Mira's gonna convince her crazy grandma to let us leave?
Don't call her crazy. She's just had a difficult life.
Sorry. Didn't mean to... Sorry. Just blowing off steam. She did kidnap and tie us up.
I know. But I kind of like her. She's not really like anyone else I've ever met.
You've met 4 other people.
You know what I mean. But she's survived for so long in this place against those things. I had a panic attack just seeing one.
Well, she's had a long time to get used to the sight.
She deserves a little respect, is all. She's a survivor.
Mira, you're okay.
Of course I am.
How'd it go with Anya?
She's... I think I got through to her.
Meaning what?
Meaning, we're going to find the commander. Now what?
Now we wait for the pumps in the next room to shut off. Then we go.
Shouldn't we keep our voices down?
Why?
The whistlers.
I don't think they have ears.
Oh.
So how do they hunt?
Never been sure if it's heat or some kind of radiation we can't sense. Whatever it is, the human body gives off a lot of it. But it's pretty easily hidden by certain kinds of machinery. It lingers, though. A whistler can track you across half the station if it's got a mind to.
So what do you do?
Nothing. It's just they don't usually have a mind to. They've got a huge freezer full of meals. If it gets too hot, if there's a door they can't easily force or get round with a vent, they'll usually give up.
Sounds pretty smart to me.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
We've just had some disagreements about how sentient the whistlers are.
Oh, yeah, they are. Got a society and everything.
What?
I mean, I don't understand it, but when I kill one of them, the others do a weird little funeral for it. And there's something they do with harmonies that has a social function, I think.
And you're still trying to kill them all?
Not got quite that much ambition. Just try to stay alive and keep the numbers down.
Have you ever tried to communicate?
How? I mean, I can look at them and say, maybe that's people. But I don't think they can comprehend me that way. I'm just a moving thing that looks like food. I don't think we'd even be able to recognize the world as they perceive it. So how are we supposed to talk to them?
A very good question.
At least I tried.
Lush, they killed and ate everyone I ever knew. So I don't lose sleep over returning the favor. Right, on we go. If we keep following the cycle, we should be able to avoid them almost all the way to the bridge.
Luna, are you coming?
Yeah. Sorry.
Not too far now.
So this is it. Behind here lies the bridge, the control room, the commander.
We'll see. Doesn't look like it's been opened in a very long time. So let's not get our hopes up.
Well, I'm mainly hoping to get through the next 10 minutes without being eaten, so...
Seems solid enough.
Yeah, that's why I've never managed to open it before. Now, whatever you do to get it open, do it fast. This place is deep in... That's what I said.
Come on. Levi, can you give us a hand with this panel?
Sure.
What do we do?
I think we just try not to get in the way.
Anya?
If you have any religious memories, a prayer couldn't hurt.
Sorry, afraid not.
Got it!
Great. Riley, you know the drill.
Yep, hang on.
How long does it usually take them?
Less than a minute.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, maybe we die, maybe we don't.
Shit!
What is it?
There's some sort of additional security bolt. It looks like the other doors, but it's more secure.
I guess that makes sense, it being the bridge and all.
Can you open it?
I don't know. We're trying.
Okay, we die.
Anya?
Yes?
You have 2 guns.
Of course. This one might break.
Right, or one of us could use it.
Have any of you fired a gun? Even in your memories?
No.
Sorry.
I mean, that's not exact...
Then get behind me and keep those flares ready.
How long?
How long have you got?
No time. We have literally no time.
Got it.
It's open. Get inside.
Drop the flares. Go!
Riley, the release. Get it closed.
Did anybody bring a torch? Never mind.
That Colossal Wreck is a Neon Inkwell podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is written and created by Sasha Sienna and Jonathan Sims and directed by Maximilian John. A full list of credits is available in the show notes and the concluding episode.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.